Welcome, and thank you for joining us for our Dealer On webinar today, how to use artificial intelligence for maximum results. My name is Eliana Raggio, and I'll be your moderator today, and today's webinar is being presented by Dealer On. For anyone who isn't familiar with Dealer On, we're an award-winning website development company and digital agency, best known for our amazing SEO, the best customer service, and the highest converting website designs in the industry, including the award-winning Chameleon Responsive Website Platform. After NADA, we were awarded the Driving Sales Dealer Satisfaction Award for top-rated websites for an unprecedented 7th year in a row. We also took home the AWA Award for Best Websites for a 3rd time. Plus, FCA and Ford recently announced we're now an approved vendor. Big things are always happening over here at Dealer On. We're still the only company in the industry that offers a money-back lead guarantee program. Do you want to know more? You can always check us out at DealerOn.com. And by the way, we also want to offer you a webinar exclusive special. If you are a Honda, Chevy, or Toyota dealer, you can save almost $5,000 a year on the industry's best SEO. Sounds great, right? Just check yes at the end of the webinar in the survey. We're going to make some big SEO magic happen for you. Remember, this is a webinar-only exclusive deal for Honda, Chevy, and Toyota dealers. We have a great show in store for you today. We're very pleased to have the one and only David Kane as our presenter today. David Kane is the president of KaneAutomotive.com, an award-winning training and consulting company that specializes in automotive internet sales, BDCs, digital marketing, and social media, with a focus on improving dealership sales and profits. Notably, Kane Automotive was voted Best Internet Sales Training Company for the last 5 years in a row in the Dealer's Choice Awards by Auto Dealer Monthly Magazine. David Kane has over 20 years of extensive automotive retail experience and also co-founded FordDirect.com, a dealer factory-owned joint venture that provides the internet leads to Ford and Lincoln dealers. David is an active speaker at many industry events, including NADA conventions, state association workshops, digital dealer conferences, and manufacturer training conferences, as well as numerous 20 groups. And he can be reached at david@kaneautomotive.com. Now, during the presentation, if you have any questions, please use the question feature located on the corner of your screen to submit them. At the end of the presentation, we'll answer those questions of general interest. If we're unable to get to your question live, we're going to try to respond by email later today. And don't forget, a link to download a copy of this webinar recording will also be emailed to you later today for your reference. Feel free to share it with your friends and colleagues. And guess what? Our good friends at Kane Automotive, they're giving away some tremendous prizes on today's webinar. First, one lucky attendee is going to win a free Kane Automotive t-shirt and hat. Super cool. Then, oh my goodness, one lucky attendee is going to win a free 3-month subscription to Kane University Online with a nearly endless library of automotive knowledge, strategies, and best practices to propel your dealership to the next level. This prize is valued at $1,200, but let me tell you, this is an invaluable prize for you and your entire dealership. You have to be on the live broadcast to win it, though, so stay tuned, and you could be the one walking away with one of these sweet prizes today. Also, at the conclusion of this webinar, you're going to get a short survey, so fill it out. We're always looking for quality feedback from our audience, and we want your opinion to be heard. And hey, do you tweet much? We hope you do. We'd love to see what you have to say about today's presentation, so please tag us in it. You can use #DealerOnWebby. I'm at Eliana Raggio. You can also hit up David Kane at Kane Automotive. We look forward to seeing what you're saying. All right, everyone, let's get started. Let's learn all about how to use artificial intelligence for maximum results. Mr. Kane, always a good day when you're on the show. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I'm dialing in from Kansas City. I'm here with NCM and Associates. I think you know, and a lot of the attendees probably are familiar with the Internet and BDC and Digital Marketing Manager 20 groups, and NCM is my partner in producing those 20 groups. So it's good to be here. visiting my friends in Kansas City.
Oh, please say hi to Brandis Drummer for me. I think she's awesome. And yes, I love NCM. Yeah. And I got to tell you, no, we have never done a webinar on the topic of artificial intelligence. And I'm not going to lie, I've seen a few movies on this. I know we're going to discuss it. This topic really kind of freaks me out, this whole artificial intelligence. A, because, well, it's kind of scary to know that robots can think for themselves. And two, because I don't understand how artificial intelligence has a spot in selling cars. But I'm looking forward to hearing what you've learned and what you advise for dealers on how to use artificial intelligence for maximum results. So, David, I'm not even going to stay anymore. Just take it away. Tell us what we're going to be learning about today and start freaking us all out.
Excellent. And I'm a big sci-fi movie buff, so certainly for those in the audience who love to keep up with sci-fi movies. Also, every January I try to go to the Consumer Electronics Show, and it's amazing the ridiculous growth in artificial intelligence and so many lifestyle products that we're starting to see. So, you know, what we'll do is today we'll demonstrate the variety of AI in automotive. We'll provide an orientation of how it can assist you in your store, how it works best in combination with HI, which is human intelligence. And you have to remember, you can't set AI and forget it, because it will swallow up your company if you let it. Then we'll do our giveaway, and then we'll do a Q&A session. So we'll get right to it. So artificial intelligence is essentially the dictionary definition, the theory and development of computer systems able to perform tasks that normally require human intelligence. This could include visual perception, speech recognition, decision making, and translation between languages. So self-driving cars are a big topic for most people. We hear about them. All powered through artificial intelligence. And as we've seen in some of the headlines, when we become over-reliant on that, we don't keep our hands and our eyes at least involved in the driving process, that can turn into some really tragic results. So AI is interesting, and it's got its place in most of life, and we fool with it every single day. If we use different devices. I use Siri from time to time, and she's always willing to help me with any kind of a question. We're now starting to see home devices and office devices such as the Amazon Alexa and, of course, the Google Home, which I've had both, and I guess I feel a little less freaked out when I'm saying, hey, Google, as opposed to acting as though Alexa is one of the people who lives in my house. And I think that's what we're hearing. You know, don't keep Alexa in the bedroom unless you want to hear some things later. And we just saw recently where Alexa misinterpreted a discussion between a husband and wife involving a coworker, and Alexa sent a text to that coworker with a transcription of the conversation. So,
oh, my gosh. That couldn't have ended well. That could not have ended well.
So AI without HI is a huge risk. So I want to reference someone that we're all familiar with in the automotive industry, Elon Musk. And I'm going to turn up my speaker so we can hear real well, and or as well as we can. So if everybody could just adjust their volume on their speaker, Elon's going to set the stage for us, so I'll give you a couple moments there to get your speaker turned on and adjusted, as this will be a little quiet, and we'll hear what Elon has to say. This is at the South by Southwest event in Austin.
Talk about your time allocation. I think one of the things you spend an awful lot of time thinking about, I know, is artificial intelligence. It's something that you and I have as a shared interest, and it's something that our audience is interested in as well. The question here is, a lot of experts in AI don't share the same level of concern that you do about the dangers of AI.
Fools.
What's
famous last words.
What specifically do you believe that they don't?
So Elon says, fools. And he comes from a position of experience and knowledge. We can imagine we sit through these Dealer On webinars and we pick up a lot of great information thanks to our friends at Dealer On and Ileana. But can you imagine all of the information that flows through Elon Musk's brain every single week and how much more insight he has than the average person about that? And what he said, and you may not have heard him, but he was talking about the fact that a lot of AI experts don't share his concern, and he shouted, fools. And then he said famous last words. And I think that's kind of, if you watch sci-fi movies, you always have the villain, which is the artificial intelligence, and I think he's basically talking to that effect.
So, I mean, I agree. I mean, first of all, Elon Musk, brilliant. And I think I told you before, I feel like Elon Musk is this generation's Tony Stark. He's like the real Tony Stark. He's sending cars up in space and he's all about space exploration and he's doing things that really we've only seen before in science fiction movies. And yes, I do love my science fiction movies. But that being said, dude, Skynet's going to happen one day because robots are much smarter than us. So, a healthy fear of that. I can't say I disagree with Elon. Do you?
No. And what's interesting and what he goes on, and I would encourage everyone to watch that presentation that he gave, we really have very little government oversight on development of artificial intelligence. And he speaks to that effect. It's a lot like the government oversight of self-driving cars. Left to its own devices, you're going to end up with some pretty reckless activity. So as we look at different types of artificial intelligence, what we're most familiar with is passive, but there's also generative. And so passive AI is actually human-taught. You program a computer, and it responds, and you have to go through all the various activities and make sure that the computer basically returns. So when you think about that, think of Google search or website search where you go in and you say, I would like a black Chevrolet Silverado. And it goes through all of the elements that have been built into the program, and this human-taught response comes back and provides you the answer. So it's very, very labor-intensive, a lot of heavy code, and certainly something that we can shape into things that we want it to do for us. But then there's generative AI, which is essentially machine learning, where you've got a self-taught computer. And we'll talk about that a little further on as we go through this. But the self-taught computer, generative AI, is both exciting and concerning at the same time. So artificial intelligence really is the machine learning, and programmed properly and designed properly, it can't have feelings, it can't have emotions, but it certainly can improve on its own experiences and go through a variety of activities to design, conceptualize, and to problem solve for the benefit of mankind, and certainly for the benefit of helping to sell cars. So we'll talk more about that. So what's interesting is we were talking earlier about Siri and Alexa, and I love this passive intelligence, passive artificial intelligence article I was reading the other day by Ibrahim Diallo, and he was saying that the more human we try to make AI services, the more repulsive they will be when they fail to be human. And we go back to the helper that used to be part of all of our Microsoft programs, and they eventually got rid of good old Clippy, and certainly he was in a position to where he was with his greatest effort trying to help us, but we basically were like, get out of here. I got to go do my work, and we'd rather just type things in. So
I hated that guy.
The career was short-lived. So AI in automotive really, really is on the grow, and it's on the grow in the communications that we utilize and in the marketing aspects. And we'll touch on those two. It's broader than those two areas, but that's what we're going to touch on just for this class today. So what's interesting is probably the first activity in automotive artificial intelligence had to do with the company now known as Conversica, and I guess we should say formerly known as Ava. So artificial intelligence, to a large degree, at that point in time, was all about the programming. And what we're seeing now is as it's become more experiential and it's able to react more and anticipate what the needs are of the consumer and of the dealership team that interfaces with it, it becomes more and more practical and more effective. So what's interesting is Conversica provided statistics show that 30% more leads are converted into opportunities and 100% follow-up with your leads 100% of the time. So what I've found is a lot of dealerships just wish their team worked like a computer. We hear this all the time for BDCs, and I was training a class of BDC managers the other day, and the young lady said, we require our team to make 115 phone calls a day. And that becomes rather robotic, and when you listen to the phone calls, you listen or you look at the wording and the emails or the text, you might as well be a robot making the phone calls, and you might as well be a robot typing the emails and the text messages, because they seem very formulaic and very robotic. Whereas now that Conversica has improved and expanded and they've leveraged their learning, it becomes more human-like. And actually, what we've seen versus utilizing just straight-up templates that a salesperson or a BDC representative would just do in a drop-down in their CRM, it actually is a little more meaningful and more emotional for the consumer. Here's a couple of examples. So the consumer in this case has no clue. They are not talking to a real person. So at 1:59 a.m., and I love that, here is a woman who says to the dealership, and Emily is their artificial intelligence agent's name, "Hey, Emily, sorry, I'm just getting back to you. I was just curious how much my car was worth. It's a coupe, and I'm 32 weeks pregnant and in desperate need of a four-door vehicle, but I'm not going to be able to purchase one at the moment because I will not be working for a good 12 weeks when my son arrives." Now, you draw that from the consumer, and so the consumer finally responds to the AI, and here she is. It's almost 2 in the morning. She's frantic. Obviously, a lot of stuff going on in her body, and she's expressing this to technology, and with the hope, and this is what's so critical, of artificial intelligence has to work in harmony with human intelligence, because a lot of people would sit here and read this and go, "Oh, well, she won't be working for 12 weeks when the son arrives. This is not a deal. I'm not even going to worry about it. I'll just let Conversica handle the follow-up from here on out." And that's the wrong approach, and sadly, we see that. So the nice thing for a dealership is whenever you get a response and it's not, and it's timely, they go ahead and mark it as a hot lead, and it allows the manager to then look at their dashboard and dial in on the hot leads, or what we would call engaged but not appointed. So we want to move that into the appointment phase. Now, here's another one where the AI said, "Hey, Misty, I'm following up to see if you got all the information you needed. Did Scott help you with everything you were looking for?" So the manager could have written this email in the typical CRM or made a phone call and left a voicemail, but because the message was there and it's a text message and they were doing the approved back and forth and they got permission, the customer said, "I haven't heard from him. Thanks for following up." And probably is a little frustrated at the dealership. So this goes into another category called lead at risk. So once again, AI is wonderful when it's programmed properly and it's written well, it looks human. When then a human gets involved and deals with this lead at risk. So it narrows down the focus of the manager, who doesn't have to look maybe at 50 leads in a day or 15 leads or 5 leads in a day. They really can study the hot leads where we've had engagement or the leads that are at risk. So it really spoon feeds the manager to be able to be more effective in their lead supervision activities. A CRM that's on the move these days is DriveCentric, and they've done a really exceptional job of weaving in a lot of great technology into the CRM to make it useful. One piece of that technology is their CADDY, C-A-D-D-Y. I don't know what that really stands for, but that's what they named their AI.
I'm pretty sure it's for Cadillac. I'm just kidding.
So if you look at the engaged contact method, looking at some of the statistics, you look at the call percentage, some are relatively high at 38% connection, 37%, but there's some dealers that are only connecting 11% or 17%. Probably need to make more calls would be my guess. Email, probably the least effective way to communicate. We see that 20% of commercial emails to consumers don't even get opened, much less read and responded to. Texting is a nice bump because most people are a little OCD or ADD, whichever one, and they want to remove those notifications that show up on their phone so they will read the text, so you have a higher engagement rate. Now, what's surprising of all the engagement rate styles, the artificial intelligence that leverages both email communications and they leverage text communications, and they've got other technology to support it with different IP programming and such to improve deliverability, but the DriveCentric AI engaged for these 11 dealerships an average of 34% of the time. So that could work in harmony with texting, with email, and with calling. And as a result, the overall engagement rate for these 11 stores climbed to 78%. And that's becoming more and more normal. And what happens is we tend to orphan leads as they age. But when you set up your AI technology to prevent that from happening, engagement never becomes an issue. So really, really critical from that standpoint. So here's just an example. The customer received a message, "Good afternoon, Otto. My name is Allie." It's interesting. I'll share this with you, Ileana. All the AI that we see in the marketplace today, there's no Bens or Joshuas or anything like that. It's Allie and Jenny and Julie and Ileana. Nobody ever wants to have their AI be a male figure for whatever reason. But my name is Allie from Rusty Wallace VW, and I'll be assisting your salesperson. So quick question, would you prefer me to just email you info? If you'd like, I could also call or text you at this number. If that's easier for you, just let me know. Thanks. Otto from Allie Walker. I like that Allie even has her email address, and Allie in some cases could actually be an employee of the dealership, so some stores actually replicate that. So what does Otto say? Text is easier. So as the conversation continues, AI provides the opportunity, and now we're doing texting back and forth, and can I get a photo of a window sticker? And are the windows tinted? I prefer no tint. And next thing you know, now we've got a salesperson. So human intelligence that is now going out there, and they're doing a video of the vehicle, and they're sending that information out to the customer. So it works out nice when you see that conversion of AI with HI, artificial intelligence with human intelligence. It certainly moves the needle. So the AI handoff to the HI is critically important, and that's why we can't let any time go by. This has got to be near instantaneous to ensure that these don't fall through the cracks. We're also seeing on websites, Ileana, the chatbots are on the rise. Here's an example. Hello, I'm Annabot at Boxer Cox Chevy. How can I help you? And basically alerts them to the fact that I'm not a real person. And I think that gives it a little bit enhanced credibility. So a lot of customers are used to self-service, and that's part of what artificial intelligence can do, is it can provide that opportunity for a customer to say, I really don't want to interact with somebody, but if I can do this on my own, I just as soon prefer to do that. So I message in, I'm looking for a 2015 Chevy Silverado, and comes back with, I can't track down a vehicle on my own yet, but I know exactly who can help you with that. First off, may I have your name? So just like a lot of chatting, goes right for the close, and they're experimenting with the different approaches there and trying to make it seem more human-like. And it even will say words like awesome or cool or got it. And going back to what we said earlier, the more we make it sound natural, the more people tend to engage and give it credit.
So. Now, David, do we have numbers on that, on the chatbots? Because I don't know that I would. I think I like the AI version instead of the chatbot version. The chatbot makes it sound like, you know, when you call a business and you don't get a person, but you get the recording that says, you know, push 2 for blah, you know. That's what it's saying. Like it sounds. I don't know if I would like the chatbot. Do we have numbers on that, that it's being, not that it's just on the rise, but that people are actually responding positively to it?
It's being responded to positively, primarily from the standpoint of a lot of people don't even read the, hi, I'm Annabot, and they don't necessarily think about that.
Okay.
But you know, what we do know is with live chat, when you have a live agent and they express their name, then it does become human to human, and it seems to have more engagement if they are human-like. However, what we have found, and my friend Todd Smith, who owns Active Engage, says that only customers will only wait for a few seconds for engagement on chat, and I think it's less than 8 seconds, probably even lower. That seems like that's a year or so old. But they end up with better engagement when someone is brief and engaged immediately, whereas sometimes dealerships that handle chat on their own just really don't have the time to have that engagement that a human or even a bot could do. So give me a human first, if they're kind, caring, and helpful, and then I'll take a bot and help myself if the bot is capable.
Okay, fair enough. So it looks like we just came up upon our very first poll question of the day. So here it is on the screen now. We'd love it, of course, if you got involved with our poll questions. Let us know what's happening at your dealership, and this is no different. So the question is, how do you currently use AI in your dealership? Please select one of the following answers. Do you use AI in your CRM as part of the usual follow-up, for example, DriveCentric? Do you use AI in your digital marketing, for example, Outsell? Do you use it as a standalone communications tool like Conversica? Do you use it only for follow-up communications and marketing, or do you not currently use AI at all in your dealership? And that's why you're here today. You want to know if it's right for your dealership. Hey, there's no wrong answer here. We just want to know what's going on with your dealership so we can help you out. So please fill out our poll question. Once we get a majority of the votes, we're going to close this poll and share the results. And I am surprised that we have such a low turnout on this poll question. I envision people are like yelling over their shoulders and asking other people at the dealership, hey, do we use AI for anything? So once we get a majority of the votes in, we're going to close this poll and share the results. And just so you know, we are looking to help all of you integrate AI in your dealership if that's something that you feel is right for your dealership and if you feel it can help you. We're here to make sure that you don't take any missteps. So write us some questions and let's see if we can help you master artificial intelligence so that you can get some maximum results. All right. Now we got some votes in. All right. A few more seconds and we'll close this poll. And wow, wait till you see the answers here, David. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Audience, thank you so much for your votes. Let's close this poll, and let's see what y'all had to say, all right? Oh, votes are still coming in. I think I was right. I think they were all yelling over their shoulder, hey, do we use AI? All right, let's close this poll and share the results. Wowza. All right, 35% of today's audience say they use artificial intelligence in their CRM as part of their usual follow-up. 35%, that's great. 5% of today's audience say they use it in their digital marketing. Another 5% of today's audience say they use it as a standalone communications tool. No one said that they currently use it for follow-up communications and marketing, but the majority, 55% of today's audience, say they don't use artificial intelligence in their dealership at all. David, are you surprised by that, or it's on the rise? What do you think? Like, can you put your magic, you know, future looking in the future hat on and see, is this going to like double by next year?
Yeah, it will double. We're in a position right now to where AI is being integrated in most all digital marketing activities. They're so aggressively pursuing that at the vendor level. So, you know, it's more a case of awareness, as you said earlier, shouting over their shoulder, do we use AI? So in most settings, what we're seeing is vendors are actively pursuing that. So that'll sure be interesting to see how that plays out. It's less involved at the dealership level on communications, and I think that's where the big leap will actually occur. So, all right, so let's move on. And what we found is artificial intelligence with HI, human intelligence, is the winning combination. Left to its own devices, it really, really does not do a good job and loses credibility really quickly. And I think you were talking about that, some of your own experience, Ileana, with different artificial intelligence and how some companies tried it and have abandoned it, and they've moved into other areas and doing research. And I think we're going to be in a lot of trial and error involvement at the corporate level with some of the big communication players out there. So, you know, it won't be long to where we'll be walking around and shaking hands, obviously, with our artificial intelligence that's on their feet. And when I was at the Consumer Electronics Show versus a couple of years ago, the incidence of robots on the floor walking around playing ping pong, emptying the trash, cleaning the floors, and not Roomba-type robots, but literal stand up, bend over, do like human behavior type of robot. So
really?
It's a little freaky, and it's a bit unsettling when you think about it. So I do like a couple of comments that my friend Todd Smith, the CEO of Active Engage, and he's a big thinker for the industry, has a lot of experience, previous Chevrolet dealer, and now he does a lot of strategic thinking with corporations. And he says that we're at the point that augmented human intelligence, so augmented basically means we leverage intelligence as we're going through our day. So Siri, Alexa, Hey Google, we're all the time leveraging that. So we're at a point that augmented human intelligence will assist in automotive sales and servicing conversations to increase efficiency as well as effectiveness. So he further says, in other words, machine learning or artificial intelligence will help dealers create more consistent and useful conversations with shoppers. And I believe that, and we've seen it with our clients that leverage the DriveCentric AI and certainly the Conversica AI. So and with the chatbotting, and you're probably going to see artificial intelligence woven into human or live chat just to be able to answer the fundamental questions like hours of operation, you know, what's the number for your service department, things of that nature. So that will become more and more common, and that would be what you'd consider augmented artificial intelligence. So now let's talk about marketing. So we've covered communications, and I want to touch on a leader in the industry with respect to leveraging AI. And this is relatively new, what they're doing, but it's common. And what we're finding is consumers are expecting continuous individualized engagement. So if you go to Netflix, most of the movies you watch are the ones that were suggested to you. So a full 80% of the movies that are viewed or programs that are viewed on Netflix are click-ons from suggestions that were made by the artificial intelligence. Amazon is leveraging artificial intelligence to be way more productive in offerings that they give to you while you're shopping on their website. And, of course, Facebook is starting to use it more and more with the communications and the way they sift through information that needs to be shared with you. Even in their latest iteration where they're trying to go back to their roots, you're going to see artificial intelligence woven in to make it more and more productive for you to have greater relationships in that Facebook environment. So what happens, and I love this slide because it's so complicated and it's so appropriate to the challenge of artificial intelligence. And basically, as you look through the module at the top as a navigation guide, you have data management, and that's shopping history, the OEM data, email clicks, DMS data, CRM data, online preferences, all that millions of consumer data points out there that you and I are touching on every single day. They're going through that data, and they're leveraging an artificial intelligence engine. One could assume just a programming tool, but it's smarter than that because with the real-time intelligence, and it utilizes some thinking strategies so you can continuously strengthen the consumer data profile with this circular approach. So that artificial intelligence engine then delivers content that's important to the individual based on what they were looking for, what they were thinking about, where they are in the buying process. And then basically what it does is it alerts dealers to the individual opportunities. So at the OEM level, at the dealer level, basically what it's designed to do is to provide the data so that you can have bigger visibility into the profitability and, of course, delivering on individual content through a multitude of applications, social, email, mobile, direct mail, and it becomes a system that allows them to listen to the consumer. They're able to then predict behavior, leveraging the artificial intelligence, then engage, and then alert the dealership. And I love this outsell model because it really has proven to be very effective, and they're moving into a system to where a lot of dealers are starting to trust it more and more and turn it over to the system to improve the results. So what happens is as they study the consumer while they're going through their life cycle, if you will, they are in early ownership of a new vehicle. They move to mid, late, discovery phase for a new vehicle, then they start shopping. What happens is the artificial intelligence marketing platform will deliver up the content and the services based on the data that they're able to bring into the equation. And as a result, your marketing becomes more efficient, your selling becomes more personal, and the consumer feels more connected, driving greater loyalty to the dealership. So wonderful approach to leveraging artificial intelligence in the marketing strategy. And we're seeing this through more and more companies, but Outsell's certainly been on the cutting edge of delivering for that type of tool. And this Outsell AI marketing platform will just get richer and richer with data, and through the machine learning strategy, it will just become more and more practical at providing the right approaches for the dealerships. So, you know, when we look at communications or marketing without artificial intelligence, it's basically a static approach. At the very best, you're getting generic content, and it's going to be based on the demographics that are out in the marketplace. But with artificial intelligence woven in, AI allows us to determine which vehicles the consumer's really likely to purchase based on what they were thinking about, what their habits are, what their lifestyle choices are. And then it will actually provide to the dealer a confidence score that allows them to have confidence on the recommendations. And then the system can do these recommendations on behalf of the dealership, so it's allowing the dealer to trust the artificial intelligence to move through the customer's cycles there. And that way the customers are only shown vehicles that are above the confidence score thresholds, and that allows them to determine how many vehicles they see, which vehicles they see. So it becomes a really stronger representation of what a human would do if, in fact, the human had this level of orientation to the behaviors and the buying habits of the consumer. So what's great is, you, Ileana, I love how you hold me accountable. Give me some metrics, give me some numbers. So artificial intelligence boosted the performance dramatically. And so when you look at AI versus traditional marketing performance, by moving from traditional methods to artificial intelligence, the buyer detection system from Outsell saw 247% increase in conversion rate. So pretty dramatic impact when it comes to the overall performance.
Okay, that is a lot. 247.
Yeah.
And was that overall, like over a wide swath of dealers, or was this just for one particular dealer? Do you happen to know that?
So they've got their beta dealers that were involved in the AI testing, and so now they're with great confidence rolling it forward, and I think that's probably something that they're probably high-fiving internally, saying, wow, this is better than we expected. Or, of course, the AI guys are back there saying, well, that was exactly what we expected, right? So you never know. So really good performance. But once again, Ileana, artificial intelligence has to be combined with human intelligence to get the winning combination. Or instead of a handshake, we're going to have an arm wrestle, and we want to make sure that AI is designed to really assist the dealership. So I want to move towards a wrap-up and talk a little bit about what Elon Musk's warning is. And this will send chills up your spine a little bit, and he's a little deeper voiced when he goes through this. You can almost read his emotion as he talks about this. So I'll ask people to turn their speakers on again and boost them up, and let's hear what Elon Musk has to say about this.
I'm really quite close to, I'm very close to the cutting edge in AI, and it scares the hell out of me. It's capable of vastly more than almost anyone knows, and the rate of improvement is exponential. You can see this in things like AlphaGo, which went from, in the span of maybe 6 to 9 months, it went from being unable to beat even a reasonably good Go player to then beating the European world champion, who was ranked 600, then beating Lisa Dole, 4-5, who had been world champion for many years, then beating the current world champion, then beating everyone while playing simultaneously. Then there was AlphaZero, which crushed AlphaGo 100-0. And AlphaZero just learned by playing itself, and it can play basically any game that you put the rules in for. If you, whatever rules you give it, it literally read the rules, play the game, and be superhuman.
Be superhuman. So the reason why I wanted to kind of wrap with that is I think it's important for us to realize we're just getting filtered information through artificial intelligence. There's so much more going on behind the scenes, and we need to be aware of how it's going to be. I remember years ago people would say, gosh, I just wish salespeople were robots. You know, then you wouldn't have to worry about them showing up for work on time. They'd be dressed properly and have good behavior. You could program them to say and do the right things. We're not that far off, Ileana. And, you know, when we see lazy communications, leveraging just templates and stuff, and we don't leverage good human interaction characteristics, we do kind of set ourselves up for being replaced by smarter technology. So one more poll question, if you will.
All right, you're starting to scare the crap out of me, David. All right, audience, let's get to our second and final poll question right now. Please help us out. We want you to finish this sentence. Artificial intelligence works best when, please select one of the following answers, when it operates independently without human involvement, when it's in a coordinated plan with a mix of AI and HI, when you leverage it for communications but leave the marketing to the experts, when you leverage it for marketing but leave the communications to humans, or, you know what, when you don't use AI at all. We are humans, by golly. We got this. We don't need artificial intelligence. We are abundant in human intelligence. Once we get a majority of the votes in, we're going to close this poll and share these results. All right, audience. Votes are coming in nice and fast. We do thank you for getting involved in our poll questions. Now, I'm going to implore you. Hopefully you have got a bunch of questions for today's Dealer On webinar presenter, David Kane, about artificial intelligence and how to properly use it at your dealership. Hey, give us a ring. Let us know. Write in a question and let's see what we can do to help you with regards to artificial intelligence in your dealership. All right? All right. Well, this one, I think, was a pretty easy poll question. Audience, thank you so much for getting involved in our poll questions. We really do appreciate it. David, if you're ready, I will share the answer.
I am ready.
Well, no surprise here. You have scared the bejesus out of all of us. So finish the sentence. AI works best when, well, 100% of today's audience says it's in a coordinated plan with a mix of AI and HI. Audience, thank you so much for paying attention. We do appreciate it. All right, David, where do we go? What?
Never seen 100% coordination on an answer to our polls. So
that's so funny that you say that, because actually a few people wrote in, have you ever had 100% answer before? No, we haven't. So thank you so much, audience, for paying attention. And thank you, David, for, like I said, scaring the crap out of all of us when it comes to artificial intelligence. What do we need to know now? Oh, I've seen all these.
So, Ilana, I want to just offer some resources, and you and I both love Greg Gifford and his affinity for movies. He's got them tattooed all over his arms and legs. But these are some of my favorites. Way back, The Lawnmower Man, of course, AI, properly named artificial intelligence, and then the later one came out, Ex Machina. Great movies just to kind of get your fear up for what uncontrolled artificial intelligence could be. But I will tell you some additional resources, and that's kind of tongue-in-cheek, but I will tell you YouTube is probably the greatest way to go watch some TED Talks, get a perspective of how AI is growing in other verticals besides automotive, and, of course, some action items. I'd encourage everyone to consider adding some level of AI to your communication strategy. Request an update from your vendors on their current AI strategy, because I promise they're taking a look at artificial intelligence. And understand that AI can't be left alone. You always have to regulate it and combine it with human intelligence for the greatest effect.
And
so that's all I have to say today, Ileana, and I know I'm on a hard stop for 12 on the hour here at the Central Time Zone, 1 p.m. Eastern, so I've got a few moments here for questions. I'd love to take any of them if anybody's got some.
I appreciate that. All right, David, sit tight. Let's see if some questions come in. And by the way, audience, if you haven't gotten in your question yet, well, this is the time. Send in those questions and let's see what we can do to start an even deeper discussion about artificial intelligence and how it's going to affect the auto industry. Right now, I do want to direct your attention over to the handouts section of the GoToWebinar interface. In that handouts section, you are going to see, well, yeah, today's slide deck. So just in case you have a need to have David Kane's slide deck and all the wonderful information contained in it, now's your chance. You have until the end of this broadcast to download it. So look low on your GoToWebinar interface, and there you'll see the word handouts, little triangle next to it. Click on that triangle, it'll open up, and in there, yeah, one wonderful handout, David Kane's slide deck from today. So make sure you have until the end of this broadcast to get that slide deck for yourself. All right. Before we go any further, though, and David, you're more than welcome to turn on your webcam if you'd like. It's that time. If you missed it at the beginning of our broadcast, well, I announced that our good friends over at Kane Automotive, they're giving away some sweet prizes on today's webinar. First, one lucky attendee is going to win a free Kane Automotive t-shirt and hat. So, of course, if you win, we're going to need a mailing address. And we're also going to need your size for a t-shirt, or you're just going to default to an extra large. All right? So we're going to give away this prize before we move on to the grand prize. All right? So everyone, get to your keyboards. Get ready. First person to answer our giveaway question correctly is going to win a Kane Automotive t-shirt and hat. We are also going to ask any vendors who are out there currently listening to us, please kindly sit this out. This prize is intended for dealership personnel only. Mwah, but we do love having you on the Dealer On webinars. All right, here we go, everyone, and good luck. What was the name of the old Microsoft animated helper? What was the name of the old Microsoft animated helper? You might recall I said I hated that guy. That's right, Jared Mosley. Jared Mosley, congratulations. You got it correct. His name was Chippy. I'm sorry. Oh, he said Chippy. Jared Mosley, I'm so sorry. That is not the correct answer. I'm so sorry, Jared. You are not the winner. I'm so sorry. Oh, I feel terrible. Yes.
That's your Steve Harvey moment.
Oh, God. Oh, right about now, I wish I had a robot who could claim that it was his fault. Darn it, Jared. I'm so sorry. I can't give it to you. The name was Clippy.
We'll get Jared's information. I'll send him a t-shirt as well.
Oh, Jared, you were the first person to answer, and I'm so sorry. So, Jared, David Kane is being very, very kind. He's going to let you win it. But really, the first person who actually answered the question correctly is David Sharp, and he had it correct. It was Clippy. Clippy was the answer we were looking for. So David Sharp and Jared Mosley, David Kane, you are just so nice to us. Write in your dealership name so I can give you a proper congratulations, mailing address, and if you wouldn't mind, hey, how about a t-shirt size as well? And we'll get those out to you. They'll be coming directly from our good friends over at Kane Automotive. So thank you for that. All right, I am not going to make this mistake again, David Kane. You watch me, okay? Oh, my gosh, I'm sweating bullets over here. I'm so sorry about that. Okay, Jared Mosley, David Sharp, you are already winners today. So please do not answer the next question, all right? Leave this one open for somebody else. And here we go. Now, just want you to know, one lucky webinar attendee is going to win a free Kane Automotive 3-month subscription to Kane University Online. It has a nearly endless library of automotive knowledge, strategies, and best practices to propel your dealership to the next level. This prize, my friends, wow, it's valued at $1,200. But quite frankly, it's filled with so much great education. This prize is priceless, all right? This is a great prize for you and your dealership. Get in line, everyone. Get to your keyboards. Good luck. First person to answer this giveaway question correctly is going to win this awesome prize. All right, everyone, here we go. Good luck. According to DriveCentric dealer performance data, AI communications were responsible for what percentage of engagement on average for those 11 dealers that David Kane had discussed earlier? We are looking for a percentage. Annie Lundstrom. Congratulations, Annie Lundstrom. You are correct. 34% was the number we were looking for. Annie Lundstrom. I have never seen your name before, Annie. I am looking forward to finding out, are you in fact a first-time Dealer On Webinar Prize winner? Would love to know that, and of course I would also love to know what dealership you're from. So right on in, let me know. You just scored yourself a tremendous prize. You're going to get a free 3-month subscription to Kane University Online. Oh, I hope that's wonderful for you and your dealership. Please use it for all that you can. Annie Lundstrom says, yes, she is a first-time Dealer On Webinar prize winner, and she works for Findlay Auto Group. Congratulations, Annie. You are, you really scored a tremendous prize today. Findlay Auto Group got you written down. David Sharp, you sent me in your mailing address. Thank you so much. And so did Jared Mosley. All right, I got you all written down now. That's right. Thank you so much. All of your prizes are going to come directly from our good friends over at Kane Automotive. Thank you, everyone, for playing along. I know if you're one of the people who are on today and you weren't one of our winners today, that's okay. I understand. I wasn't a winner either. But you know what? We give away cool prizes every week here on the Dealer On webinars. So come on back to another Dealer On webinar, and that might be your lucky day. You win a super cool prize for right now. Big props out to Jared Mosley, David Sharp, and big winner, Annie Lundstrom, for winning our prizes today. And big thank you to our friends over at Kane Automotive. Thank you so much for your incredible generosity. All right, David, if you're ready, let's see what kind of questions we have from the audience, all right?
To be honest, I'm going to have to clear this room in just a minute, so...
A minute? I thought I had 5 minutes.
We did, but now we're down to 2 minutes, and I'm going to need to break down. But what I wanted to do was ask if we could forward those questions. I'll answer them this evening when I get back to the room. And we'll make sure that we provide all that information for them. And that way, you can go ahead and talk about your show coming up next week.
Thank you, David. You're so kind. Let me save those. All right, audience, thank you so much for being with us today. And, David, such a pleasure. Always a pleasure having you on the show. I'm pretty sure it's the Southern drawl that I love most about you, but it could be that you always bring the goods when it comes to webinar education. So thank you so much always for being here. Fantastic presentation. I'm so glad that you brought this one to us. I am going to need a martini after this because I'm kind of scared. But I want to remind the audience, a link to download a copy of today's webinar recording will be emailed to you later today for your reference. Please feel free to share it with your friends and colleagues. And, yes, it's going to be posted online within 24 hours. Just go to dealeron.com/webinar, and there you can view our upcoming webinar schedules and access any of our past webinars, too. And please fill out our survey. It is 3 short questions. We just want to know what you thought of today's presentation. So tell us what you think. And there in that survey, there is also a webinar exclusive special offer. If you are a Honda, Chevy, or Toyota dealer, you can save almost $5,000 a year on the industry's best SEO. That's right, Dealer On. Sounds good, right? All you have to do is check yes at the end of the webinar in the survey. We're going to make some SEO magic happen for you. Remember, it's a webinar only exclusive deal. And invitations will be going out tomorrow for our next Dealer On webinar. Ooh, mobile website mistakes that are costing you big money. So here's the deal. More than 65% of your website traffic is from mobile. However, the majority of dealers aren't using a mobile-first website design and don't follow mobile best practices. Are you one of them? You might be. So if so, you are losing traffic and wasting a lot of money. You want to start giving your customers a better mobile experience and you a better return on your website investment. Then, mobile website mistakes that are costing you money is the webinar for you. Hosted by Dealer On's Chief Strategy Officer, Mike Martinez, this one-hour webinar will break down some of the most common mistakes being made today with mobile websites and show you how they're affecting your bottom line. Mike will go over why these mistakes keep happening, what you can do to fix them, and why a mobile-first strategy is so important in the first place. Webinar attendees will also learn why Google recommends responsive website design for all websites, user expectations for desktop versus mobile, and so much more. If you're ready to stop losing potential customers because of a poor-performing mobile website, then you can't afford to miss this presentation, so register now. And don't forget, DealerOn's weekly webinars are held Thursdays, 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, 9 a.m. Pacific. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions regarding our webinars and our topics, well, hey, I'd love to hear from you. My name is Eliana Raggio. You can track me down online. I'm everywhere. Facebook, Twitter, Google+. I'm on all the automotive social networks. Or you know what? You can just email me directly at eliana@dealeron.com. I'd love to hear from you. Right now, we're going to thank David Kane for his attendance today. Great presentation. And, of course, I want to thank you all so very much for spending this time with us today. And I hope to see you all on another webinar in our continuing education series. Take care, everyone.